This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And sitting beside me here on our couch is the beautiful and gracious love of my life. Good morning.
Good morning.
Miss Robin.
I can't hear you. I think I got you now.
Okay. Is that any better? Nope. No better?
No, I hear you now, and I also hear myself.
Oh, well. I hear myself, too. It's always fun tweaking this little gizmo here at the house every Saturday morning till we get it right so we can hear each other and we can hear Chris. Chris can hear us, right, Chris?
Yes, sir. I can hear you both.
Oh, my.
What?
Chris just blew my ears out. Hold on.
Oops,
I'm not holding on. It's live radio, baby. You quit. You twist your little gums over there as much as you can. So.
I did the best I could. We don't touch it during
wonderful,
the week.
Wonderful start to a show. I was all excited. And what do you have to do? Twiddle around with the buttons.
Well, it was that or I didn't have an eardrum lift.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, sounds like a perk. I thought you did all this ahead of time.
I did, and it was fine.
We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and that's our life. And we were at the National Outdoor Show, which happened to be indoors.
Part of it. Part of it's outside. We just don't see that part. We don't get to leave our area.
We were in a classroom at the South Dorchester School there, and we had a wonderful evening wonderful evening. We didn't get there till 4 o'clock and got the got everything set up for our display. And I'll tell you what, there were some nice people there last night. We had some visitors, a few visitors come in, and a couple of deer heads and. We were there with bucks, bears, stags. We were measuring some deer. We measured some whitetails and a sika deer last night. Posted on Facebook under bucks, bears, stags. Really nice deer, really. A couple. All of them made the book, our Maryland record book. All of them had qualifying entries, for sure. And the National Outdoor Show is home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship, which takes place tonight. So, in the beginning, we didn't have any Wi-Fi. We didn't have the secret code, but we were able to communicate a little bit. So we'll see a bunch of people there today. Hopefully, the people that got the tickets will be there and stop by. When you walk in the front door, turn to the left. Is that a library? Is that what that is? Where there's everybody's set up?
Part of it's the library.
Where they're selling the souvenir 75th anniversary T-shirts and stuff. Yeah, we're in the last classroom on the left before you get to that part. So you'll see our buddy Warren Saunders there carving ducks, and you'll see the Dorchester Sheriff's Department there. It's all good. It's all good. So, did you enjoy yourself, Robin?
I did. I really did.
Didn't take Robin long to shop. She bought all kinds of stuff, and there's all kinds of stuff there. You bought some candy, and you bought some pet rocks.
There is a really neat woman there who has homemade candy every year. She wasn't there last year, so she thinks she's been inundated this year. But she's a wonderful woman. I don't know her name, but wonderful woman.
The chocolate lady. Good stuff. But anyway, jewelry and all kinds of crafts and things like that. There's some really unique stuff there. And we met the people that make the cedar furniture.
Yep.
Bender furniture.
Yep.
And they're nice people, too. So.
They've got all kinds of stuff. A lot of sea glass.
Mm-hmm.
Really neat wildlife outdoors display, taxidermy. They have a, today they have a cooking competition or cooking demo. A wood carving demo, canine.
Nice. I did eat an oyster sandwich. One of my favorite ways to eat oysters is padded oysters. And it's, you know, they take three or four oysters and bread them and pat them together. And those ladies in Dorchester County have grown up making that since they were, you know, toddlers. And had a really good oyster sandwich there. That was pretty good. So anyway, come on down and join us today. We'll be there all day, and we'll be talking about it a little bit further here later on in the show. But we were talking with our measures, both of whom are official measures for Pope and Young. And the Pope and Young Club convention is coming up. The Pope and Young Club is kind of interesting. Founded by what were their names? Pope and Young. You have to Google who that is. But these were the guys that studied archery with the last wild Native American Indian in Arthur Pope and Saxton Young. I think that's who it was.
I think you're right, but
yeah. But and it, you know, for a bow hunter, the Pope and Young Club was formed in 1961, and it's the official repository for bow harvested North American big game. Okay. So
yes, Saxton Hope and Arthur Young.
Hope. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And I think Art Young's grandson's still around, you know. And
really?
Yeah, I think he'll be there, which is pretty cool. But the 2020 convention is going to be held in Chantilly, Virginia, which is only 25 miles from D.C. So you're invited to attend. If you're a bow hunter or just interested in hunting, this is a major convention with a world-renowned organization involved in hunting and conservation, and it's coming to Chantilly, Virginia.
Yes, it is, and we're going to be there.
And we're going to be there, March 26th through the 28th. So I was reading some of the stuff that they've got. Cabela's and Bass Pro have combined now, as you know, to provide a trophy tower. This is the largest display of world record North American animals taken with a bow and arrow that's ever been assembled. There are 20 world record animals. There. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, you're going to see this tower.
Oh, sorry, it's been done.
Well, I mean, they've done it before, but this is the first time we'll see it here on the East Coast.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Yeah, Mel Johnson, legendary Mel Johnson, typical whitetail. Luke Brewster, non-typical whitetail, world record. Chris Kamak, Alaskan brown bear, world record. I can't imagine how big that bad boy is. Jeff Melillo, black bear. We talked about this one a couple weeks ago. This is a 700-pound black bear that was taken in Pennsylvania with a bow and arrow and is a new world record. And Rosie Roseland has her Rocky Mountain goat there, another new world record, and many incredible animals. Live auction and seminars and things like that, all of it open to the public. And our guys that were there last night, I think Doug's going to stop in for a day. Chuck's going to be there the whole time from the 26th to the 28th. Steve Keithley's going to be there the whole time, 26th to the 28th. Augie Gray.
He'll be there.
Augie is one of our measures. He's Pope and Young also. He's going to be there the whole time. Augie was just made a director.
Augie's going to be.
He probably will call in today.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yep. So, anyway. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's talk to Chuck. Morning, Chuck.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck, if you're feeling good, you want to go to the Pope and Young Convention?
No.
Not feeling that good, huh?
No, I'm not feeling that good.
No, I got it. I got it. What's on your mind today, buddy?
Oh, nothing. I'm just wondering. I'm going to call in and have Chris tell his about his date yesterday.
Oh, Chris, yeah. You got to hunt up at Uncle Bob's place.
Yes, I did. It was very nice. It's cold, but it was nice.
Yeah.
Let me see. got snow. I mean, okay. Flurries. And Chuck actually had some trail cameras, and he went out there to change the cards. And I'm sitting in the blind and just waiting. And then he starts sending me pictures. And I'm looking at the pictures going, okay, yeah, well, there was a squirrel here this morning. Great, they're not here now, but it's okay. So I'm sitting there, and we're sending texts back and so forth. And all of a sudden, I look up, and there was a turkey right underneath the feeder.
Mm-hmm.
And I just very gently, because of what I've learned by listening here, you know, mm-hmm. they can see everything. And I just very gently put the phone up and click. And I sent it back to Chuck, and he kind of made a comment about, you know, ha, ha, ha. And it's like, yeah, yeah, I'm here for, you know, the old adage where, you know, mom and dad went someplace and all I got was this lousy T-shirt.
Well, yeah, right.
Here I am. I came here to go squirrel hunting, and what do I see? A turkey.
A turkey, well. So, well, I'll tell you what, though, that would be an enriching thing if I were out hunting even now. I mean, I've seen turkeys in the woods, but I would love to, you know, see a turkey come strutting by any time I'm in the woods, you know.
Yeah, and like I said, this was my very first time of ever seeing a live wild turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sitting there going, wow, this is so cool. And it's like, what, maybe 25 yards, 27 mm-hmm. yards? And I'm just sitting there watching it, and all of a sudden I'm sending the text back to Chuck. And as quickly as quietly as that turkey came, I looked up, and it was gone. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, this is so cool. Mm-hmm. And after a while, it's like, okay, I'm cold. I got to go.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd been out there, I think, for, what was it, Chuck, about 2 hours?
Yeah, about that much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Hey, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Chris was in the woods for 2 hours yesterday, and he got cold.
I would have lasted 2.5 minutes, so he did good.
I'll look down and I'll go, well, I've been here 7 hours. I'm getting a little cold. I haven't seen anything.
Well, I'm not fully.
You're not the.
I'm not used to this, and also I don't have all the gear that you do.
Yeah,
my,
you need
my
to
long
get...
johns did pretty well, but then after all that gust, just it was like, okay. I'm
oh,
done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
It's no fun hunting in the wind. I hate it, too. So.
But you had plenty of hot hands and hot feet that you could have used and probably had a pile. In the lodge.
That's right. True. That's very true. But at the same time, too, it's like if I had seen a squirrel, I probably would have used them. But then after about an hour, it's like, okay, let me give them another hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I don't see anything, I'm just heading out.
I got it. It's all good.
It started out a little eventful because as we're going up Bob's driveway, they get to the top of the hill and get on the right away part of it. And there's a tree that came down across.
Man.
And I couldn't go any further, so I had to call Bob up, and he came down with his chainsaw and
moved the tree, huh?
Yeah, he made a mistake in thinking how big it was. He had to go back up to the house then and get the tractor to pull the log to pull it out of the way and pull it up to the house and cut it up.
Wow. Anything to impede your progress, right, Chris?
Yeah,
but it was still fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, even though I didn't see any squirrels, like I said, the fact that I saw the turkey, that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, even when we got up there and all of a sudden, you know, Chuck's in front of me and I can't see anything around the truck and he stops and I get out and I look and it's like, oh, okay. So then Bob came down, you know, he was cutting and I was moving some stuff. And then after he got the tractor, everything was fine.
Yeah.
It was cool. The whole situation was great.
You'll do it again.
Yeah, exactly. In a heartbeat. I mean, I've gone out, I think yesterday was my sixth time, looking for those little tree rats.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd still do it again.
How, you said you saw some cardinals. You know, were they the only birds you got to see?
No, I also saw some wood-headed red peckers and...
You saw some wood-headed red peckers. I've never seen that bird.
Well, yeah.
You did. You saw a wood-headed red pecker. That's good.
A wood-headed red pecker.
That's what you said.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you got me on that one.
That's all right, Chris. You'll learn to identify them.
Oh, I'm tired. Red-headed woodpecker.
That's what I thought you meant.
I took them when I... after he came up to the back to the lodge and his stuff into the car. It took him back down, and with my Durango, and I drove down across Spring Road all the way out to Taj Mahal, where you were hunting the bear.
Yeah.
So give him an idea of the
lay of the land.
Yeah. And then we're driving down, you know, getting close to the where I'm going to turn around, and there's another turkey going up the hill.
Really? That's pretty cool. Yeah.
And of course, Bob, you know, Bob's so gracious. And
yes, he
invited
is.
Him up, come up next year already.
Cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. That's very
yes,
cool.
Yes, he was a very nice host. Very nice man.
Yep.
Of course, I haven't met anybody in this group that isn't nice.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Present That's company true. Included.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Hey, let me ask you about this red-headed woodpecker that you saw, because a red-headed woodpecker is not very prevalent around here. Did this... I'm going to send you a picture.
Okay.
Okay.
Every time I've gone up to the Frederick area, and I've you know, the municipal forest, and then yesterday, it's like I've seen more cardinals and red-headed woodpeckers there than I have seen pretty much most of my entire lifetime.
Well, I will tell you, it's always fun to see the birds, no question about it. So,
especially when there's like 40-mile-an-hour gusts.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's part of the fun.
Yeah, it was a little gusty, but
but
it was really calm, and then it'd be a gust.
And then you look in the valley, and you see a slight haze, and it's like, okay, what's that? Oh, that's the snow. Okay.
Well, you had some fun.
Yeah,
that's the main thing. That's the main thing.
He keeps saying that snow. I'm not happy.
Robin's a snowbird. Robin, you should live in Maine or Wisconsin or somewhere.
I keep trying to win a lottery.
Because
I'm out of here if it is.
Yep. All right, buddy. Well, hey, Chuck, thanks for all your help with getting Chris out in the woods, and we'll do it again. He'll do it again.
And
I know where you're going to be turkey season after you take the feeders down, right?
Yep, after turning the feeders off 2 weeks in advance, and I wait for one coming in looking for the corn that isn't there.
That's right. That's right. So, sounds good.
I'm all right. You guys have a good weekend.
You sound like you're hurting a little bit there today.
What's that?
Sound like you're hurting a little bit today.
I'm trying to be quiet. I'm laying in bed on the phone, but I can't figure out my phone now. Instead of the call coming through my headphones, I'm talking into the speaker, and somebody's lying next to me wants me to shut up.
Oh, okay.
Well, when she wakes up, tell her I said hi.
There you go. Okay. All right, guys.
Bye.
Hey, thanks, Chuck.
Again.
All right, buddy. Thank you both so much. Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah, we were on a conference call with Chris and the, and I'm sorry, Chuck this week with the PCBA, the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America, listening to them nominate a president and so forth, and getting a little bit involved in the process. So hopefully things will be very good for the PCBA this year. They've got a lot of new hunts lined up and things like that. So if you or you know anybody who is physically challenged, visit the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America and join up. My dues are due tomorrow.
Okay.
Everybody's dues are due tomorrow. So we
got
to pay that. So, okay.
It's always something.
Always something. Yep. So, all right, Chris, we have a new sponsor, which is the Maryland Sportsman Show. And we'll talk about them in a little bit, maybe the next break. But right now I want to talk about the Robin and I attended the 75th Annual National Outdoor Show. That's on Golden Hill Road, which is basically Route 16 out of Church Creek, right, Robin?
Yep.
Yeah, you get on 16. You get down Route 50, and you turn right at the Walmart, and that's Route 16 right there, or you can go out a little bit ahead of time, turn right on Woods Road, which is where the Rural Farms is, and go out to 16, turn right again and head to Church Creek, which is about 7 miles. You turn left, go through the Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge, and when you pop out the other side, you're pretty much there. It's on Golden Hill, Church Creek, to the schoolhouse, and you'll see the crowd of cars there and so forth. $8 admission for adults, $4 for kids. It's the home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. And you are now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen and trappers and watermen and wildlife. Those folks are extremely proud to show you the best that comes from the boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, they hope to share the unique spirit and character of their hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in their old traditional school, old school ways. It's a weekend of fun for the whole family. It is. Entertaining contests, educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all, savor local seafood delicacies like your oyster sandwich. And I think they had some other stuff as well. And muskrat, cooked in the old-fashioned way, just the way Robin likes it. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County, February 28th and 29th, 2020. We'll see you at the National Outdoor Show. And for more information, it's nationaloutdoorshow.org. Now, Clyde Sports Shop's sale coming up this week, 10-day sale, coming up Friday, March 6th. Runs through Sunday the 15th. Tackle for perch and trout is on sale. You can save on premium monofilament line, half price, from only just 1 cent per yard. Bring your empty spools and have Clyde's install new line. The sale does not include the Power Pro braided line, but it's premium monofilament. In other words, if you want to buy some 8-pound test, and let's say it's 3 cents a yard, you get it for a penny and a half. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good deal. And I don't know what the price of 8-pound test is. It might be 2 cents, but whatever you pick. If 20-pound, half price. 30-pound, half price. You get the picture. Shakespeare Ugly Stick and Fluger rods and reels are all on sale, and the Penn spinning reels are on sale, too, featuring the Battle 2 series. The Fluger spinning reels are on sale, featuring the President series. Kids combos from 1995, all trolling lures and tackle is on sale. See the complete selection of St. Croix rods. And Clyde Sports Shop carries live and frozen bait and minnows for all your types of fishing that you like to do. Fishing license, rod and reel repairs, and lures and hooks and lead weights and tackle for perch and trout and panfish and bass. Circle hooks for rockfish, bucktails, umbrellas, parachutes. All of that at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. And we'll be right back after this. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number 1, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680 WCBM.
How high is the water, Mama? 2 feet high and rising.
How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats, 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past their knees. 3 feet high and rising.
Any callers on the line there, Chris?
How high's the
water, sir.
Mama?
No. We had a little rain in Dorchester last night. Didn't expect it, did we?
No, I did not.
No, we came out of the thing and Robin said, did it rain? I said, I don't think so. And then we ran into some in the town of Cambridge. So very interesting, very interesting. So. Well, Robin, what are we going to talk about? Oh, you're so much help this morning. Grief. Good grief. Well, you know, I got a little bit more into bow hunting this year than I have been in the past. I mean, I love bow hunting. I took my first deer with a bow when I was 16, a recurve bow, and it's just fun for me to look at that stuff. And when I hear people like Doug Wigfield talk about shooting deer with a recurve bow, mm-hmm. and know that, you know, the recurve is coming back. It's such a fun thing to shoot because it's lightweight. Cool. It's such a lightweight thing, and it's a, you know, joy to carry, and it's kind of an instinctive way to shoot, and it does take a lot of practice. There's no question about that. But you know, I'm really anxious to go to this Pope and Young Club convention because, I mean, not just to see the trophy tower, but and we can't afford anything on the auction. Well, maybe we can.
Maybe we can.
Maybe you can. There's an Oklahoma whitetail deer hunt.
There was something on the auction I saw that I really liked, and I can't remember what it was. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'll have to look at it.
There's a Limpopo South Africa Plains game hunt, 3-day Argentine dove hunt with Piranha Sunset Lodge, Rogue Outfitters, an 8-day Alberta moose, which includes one wolf tag.
Oh, you'd like that.
That one I would love to do. Spain. Trophy hunting, 4-day hunt in Spain, 5-day Wyoming antelope hunt. I'd do that. I've done antelope before. I'd love to do a bow hunt for antelope.
Just find me a place that I can get to sit, relax around a fire. And
6-day Newfoundland moose hunt. That's another one. That was with Robert's Outfitting, Webfoot Outfitting, 5-day Oregon Blacktail Hunt, and many more. I mean, the list is almost endless for the hunts that you can bid on. Yeah, of course, as soon as I'm done. But the other thing is there's seminars, and these are open to the public. Choosing an outfitter, choosing a proper broadhead, backpacking, African hunting, getting kids off the streets and in the woods by Ray Howell of Kicking Bear. Social media / big game search program, Pope and Young ambassador training, hunting with a deer biologist, and many, many more. There you go. So we're looking forward to that. But there's, and why are we talking about bow hunting? Well, the Maryland Bow Hunter Society benefit's coming up.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
And on March 14th, and bucks, bears, and stags will be there measuring deer. That's in Glen Burnie. That's at Michael's 8th Avenue in Glen Burnie. And Maryland Bowhunter Society website has a way to get to the tickets if you'd like to go. But we love going to that deal. I mean, it's a lot of fun. The food's good. A lot of good raffles and things like that. And we'll be there measuring white-tailed deer, black bear, and sick a deer from Maryland, and there's always a good turnout for that. And mm-hmm. you know, we have Ed Winchester bringing his big buck. The mount will be done; it'll be on display. We have Jamie Houchins bringing his giant non-typical buck. I mean, these are just amazing animals for what we have here in Maryland. And you'll get to see those. Ryan Majeska killed a big non-typical buck here a couple of years ago; never been measured. We're going to be measuring that deer. The Kevin Miller state record whitetail will also be there in our booth. And that is a magnificent animal, 194 inches. So that's March 14th, and that's at Michael's 8th Avenue in Glen Burnie. And if you'd like to get your deer measured at any of our events, you can do that at all. What was I saying? I got thrown off, and you're not paying attention to me.
I just noticed somebody on the line. Sorry.
What did I say? You can get your deer measured at all of our events.
Yes.
And they're all on our Facebook page.
Yes.
And they're all in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly.
Yes.
Which is also online now for spring, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com.
And it's a really good magazine this time. I like it.
You like it? A lot of kids in there, huh?
Well, lots and lots of kids. And my friend's picture's in there with her dog.
Oh, Amy? Yeah.
Gorgeous dog. A lot of people around here have never seen a dog like that.
Never seen a, what is it?
Oh, the Nova Scotia
duck
trolling
toller
retriever.
Yeah, Nova Scotia duck. Gorgeous dog. Retriever. She points her finger at it and goes bang, and the dog rolls over and plays dead. She's very well trained. And she's in some field trials this week, right?
That's where she's up in Howard County in field trials.
Got
we have somebody
it.
On the line, and he beat us to talking about what we went to last week.
Martin. Hey, Martin. How you doing, buddy?
Morning, Robin and Alan. How you guys doing?
Great.
We were just getting ready to talk about your event and tell everybody what a good time we had.
Yeah, I want to thank you guys for coming out. Just give you a little update. Like I was telling Alan last Saturday when you guys came out, he was able to save the motor.
Uh-huh.
And he found another haul down in Deal Island. And this weekend, he'll be towing it up to South Dorchester and be dropping the motor in next week. And the goal is to be crabbing by April when
awesome.
The crab season starts.
He's such a nice young man, very polite.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hard worker. Definitely a hard worker. And Alan, you were talking about the oyster sandwiches with where they put a bunch of oysters together.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, that's a pancake batter, and that's called oyster fritter sandwich.
Yep.
Yep, exactly right. Oyster fritter sandwich.
I love oyster fritters.
Yep.
They're out of this world, aren't they?
Oh, they're wonderful. Yep, yeah. They're wonderful.
Yeah, I'll be down there today. My sister's set up down there. She paints the slates and whatnot, and my wife will be heading down there. I'll probably see you down there.
Well, stop by and see the deer room. We'll be in there.
Yep.
Yeah, we measured. Henner Neff is a realtor here in Easton, and he advertises with us in the magazine. And you know, he's a buddy, and he sold a couple properties. He sold one property that I actually hunt on. He sold it to the owner that I actually hunt on it.
Mm-hmm.
And great guy, good realtor, works for a good company, and he's got a lot of hunting property. Anyway, he met me here at the house the other day, and I said, we got to measure that big non-typical you killed. So he brought it over and dropped it off, and what a gorgeous deer. And that's on the Facebook page. And then he said, here's my Sitka, and that made the book. And he said, I always wanted to see what this one scored. And it was a skull with the antlers, big, giant, wide 8-point. And it was funny because our minimum for a typical whitetail taken with a gun is 140 inches.
Huh.
And I said to the guys, I said, look, I said, this is a great buck. I don't know if it's going to make it. And they're going, yeah, we don't know if it's going to make it either. I said, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to go 140 and a half.
Right.
And Doug got done measuring, adding it all up, and he looks at me and he goes, your buddy, you wanted him to make the book? I said, yeah. He said, 140 and 4/8.
Wow.
I said, see, you don't need to measure him. Just let me look at him and guess what they are.
Exactly.
It was pretty good.
One thing, while we've still got him on the phone,
yeah.
I want to say what a great turnout he had for people in the community to come together and donate and help
tight.
His son out.
They're a very close knit community down there in South Dorchester. They're all good people, and they all take care of each other, and they're all very loving people. But
we see that on display, that they all care for each other down there when they're, you know, when they're at the show, at least, you know, we get.
Oh yeah, and when you're in that area, you ever notice they call it, you know, it's Lakes and Straits, but they call it the Straits. You always, you know, when you're driving down there, people always wave to each other, acknowledge each other, you know, whether they know you or not.
That's the way it always used to be. It's not that much anymore.
I mean, you say they wave at each other, but what they really do, Martin, is they don't stop driving, and they kind of look at you but past you because their eyes are on the road, but you get the one or two finger up off the steering wheel.
You better have your eyes on the road, or you'll be one of those saltwater ditches.
I got to tell you.
He scared me a little last night.
Well, I didn't tell you, but we were going down there in the daylight, and I looked over and I said, man, I don't want to run off the road down into that marsh. That would never be good for
me. You get winched out.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly right. So.
Are they having the two-man salt contest and the goose calling contest today? Did you know?
I think they are.
I think they are, and, you know, if it's scheduled to be there, it'll be there. But I personally didn't look at the schedule. Robin looked through the books and all that stuff. So,
yeah,
you know.
Well, I'll see you all down there probably.
All right, buddy, we'll be there.
Yep. And
all righty.
Y'all have a safe trip. Talk to you later.
All right, Martin. Thank you.
See you.
Yep. Hey, Chris, do you know if the app is working?
He's on. He must be answering a call.
All right.
Yeah, it's checking. It's streaming.
Okay. Let's talk to Glenn. Well, hey, Glenn.
How you doing?
Morning,
good.
Glenn.
How you doing, Glenn?
So. We had some complications, but things worked out right. I might get down there by mid-afternoon or so. And
okay.
What time does that go to tonight?
It goes all night practically. We're out of there at 5.
Like midnight, Glenn. I mean, they get those muskrat skinning contests going, and it's rocking and rolling. So
I would be just get there a little bit before you get ready to clean up.
Well, pretty, you know, but we'll be there. We'll be there to say hi. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But we'll hope to see you there, buddy.
Yeah, that's if everything works out right.
Well, you got it.
You know, the main vehicle is in the shop, so.
Oh, boy.
My grandson, he has karate. He's got to be up there by 10, so.
I hear you.
Yes.
All right. I hope to see you there, buddy.
Yeah, hope to see you. All right.
Thanks, Glenn. Take care. Let's talk to Dale.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Ellis.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Dale.
How are you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. Now I have a question.
All right.
Is there any scoring differences between Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young?
You know.
Do they basically score the same way? I know with Boone and Crockett, they will accept found heads and antlers and things like that. I didn't think they did it with Pope and Young, but
right.
Do they use basically the same system?
Very, very, very close. Interchangeable almost for our measuring purposes. We have guys that are only Pope and Young measures that only use Pope and Young measuring. I think there's some minor thing with a non-typical or, like you said, differences in, you know, what to accept and so forth. And, you know, you brought up the found thing. There are some amazing finds out there.
Oh, yes.
You know, the people have found, and we have a picked up category, and we have some major deer in that picked up category. Some really nice animals that, people have found either, you know, hit by a car and ran off or shot, poached, mm-hmm. or, you know, shot and lost. Something like that, and
locked antlers too. I think there's probably a few heads in there with locked antlers. That
we had one at the Maryland Bowhunter Society last year. Tom Paul down in Southern Maryland found two bucks that were just enormous.
Right,
had locked antlers. You know,
that was really cool to see.
Yeah, and pretty complicated to measure, but Bobby Newton knocked it out, and it was pretty cool. So.
Now, I do think, doesn't Boone and Crockett also accept trophies taken by Bow also?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yes, they do. And Pope and Young will not take a crossbow kill.
Well, they will not.
No.
That's interesting.
No, they will not. So vertical bow, compound bow, or recurve or longbow.
Interesting.
Yep. So we do have a crossbow category of bucks, bear, stag. So,
okay. Alan, how many entries do you have total? Any idea?
Well over 2,000.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Now, that includes prior entries to before the existence of bucks, bears, and stags.
Sure,
and
always
qualify that because deer have been measured in Maryland since the early 80s.
Yeah, it's been around for a while, various types.
You know, it started it started with Safari Club,
mm-hmm.
and Huck Hazlett out there in Hagerstown, Safari mm-hmm. Club and DNR and I can't remember who else got together and put together a measuring thing for a couple of years, an event, and then that kind of transitioned into what was called the Maryland Trophy Deer Contest, and the results of those measurements were being sent to DNR starting in about 1989.
Okay.
And that ended in the 2017-18 annual deer report.
Yeah, that was really neat. Last night we had a man come in and said, "Oh, I have my deer measured years ago." You know, and I don't know if I'm still in the record book or not and all this stuff, because we grandfathered all those in and put them in the book, and I could go on the
database.
Thank you. Sorry, and look him up, and there he was.
Yeah,
and he just walked into the show, had no idea about it. He thought it was really cool.
Yep,
that's great. Now, Alan, the Safari Club system is a little bit different scoring system.
Oh, there's Safari Club. There's Buckmasters has their own scoring system. You know, Jackie mm-hmm. Bushman's group, and
okay.
so you know, there's a lot. A lot of different ways to do that.
I think Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young are the Bibles.
Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young are the Bibles. That's correct.
Yeah, they have to be. All right, Robin, how you feeling?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay.
One day at a time.
There you go. All right. Well, Alan, I guess it'll warm up soon enough. We'll be able to cast a line or two, hopefully.
I'm ready. Have you swung by Hillsborough or anywhere?
I've been by. There's been a little bit of activity. I do know they've been catching a few fish around.
Right.
But I don't think anybody's setting the world on fire yet. But this should be time.
Oh, yeah.
This should be
no
time.
Question.
And I've seen some fishermen down, you know, if you come the back way to my house, Kings Creek, there's been some people fishing down in
yep.
Kings Creek.
Got it.
So they're around. They'll be coming in. Soon,
no question.
I'm sure the fish are confused too, because we never really got a freeze on the water this year.
No, we never got it. Oh, I did hear that the guys that are oystering are catching crabs.
Okay, that's a good sign.
No, is it? Let's hope we don't get a freeze. That's what they're.
I think we might, Alan, but I'd be surprised if we do.
Even if we got a snow, which I'm still hoping for,
it wouldn't freeze.
It wouldn't freeze.
Right.
It's
no.
too.
Yeah.
We're too far into this.
Yep. All right.
Disappointing winter.
Let's try and get a cup of coffee next week, buddy.
Yeah, I'll give you a shout.
Sounds good.
Take it easy, Dale.
See you, Dale.
You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Our daughter and grandson are listening.
Hi, Jameson.
I just tried to find some cartoons to send you and him, and I have really too many pictures. I am officially a nutty grandmother.
I said we welcome a new sponsor, and that's the Maryland Sportsman Show. One show to the next. The National Outdoor Show, the Great American Outdoor Show, and now we have the Maryland Sportsman Show.
It's that time of year.
It is that time of year. It's show season, no question. If you love the outdoors, be sure to attend the Maryland Sportsman Show coming to the Howard County Fairgrounds, March 28th and 29th. Now, that's right off Route 70, exit 80. If you drive 70 at all, you'll know right where exit 80 is, and you'll know right where the Howard County Fairgrounds are. The hours are 9 to 6 Saturday and 9 to 4 on Sunday. Maryland Sportsman Show offers expert seminars, a 3D archery shoot, waterfowl and turkey calling contests, and even a cornhole contest on Saturday. Own a boat, shoot a bow, pick a deck, taxidermist, or book a trip. There'll be guns and ammo, archery, guides and lodges, taxidermy, apparel, boats and campers, kayaks, canoes, ATVs, clubs and organizations. You can see it all at the Maryland Sportsman Show. That's coming to the Howard County Fairgrounds, March 28th and 29th. For more information, visit mdsportsmanshow.com. 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 The Maryland Sportsman Show. That's a nice event, too. All right, Chris, we'll be right back. I mean, we'll be right back after Chris takes care of these messages.
Cold start to the weekend, working hard to hit the 30s today, even with some sunshine. More than 10 degrees colder than average this afternoon with a high of 37. And another cool night tonight, down to 28 degrees. Quick warm-up as we flip the calendar tomorrow. March gets underway with 50 degrees tomorrow and sunshine for Sunday. Mostly cloudy Monday, high of 60, and then some showers Tuesday through Thursday. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie. More from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
DNR, stay too long at the bar. When I counted them, I must have lost track. I'm sure you've heard lots of crazy words about why a licensee lacked. While he was hunting birds, the strangest thing occurred. A wolf wound up in his sack. Please, DNR, don't stop my car. With my bow and arrow, that deer I whacked. Please, DNR, I don't need to go far. I'm only trying to sneak home from my hunting shack.
Okay, so Robin, you're over there dancing.
That got me beep. That got me going.
And it's a poaching song.
I know, but the music sounds great and it's funny.
Okay.
I'm over here dancing and singing.
Yep. Okay. Don't check my car. Got too many. That which reminds me, NRP.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. once again, extremely infrequent postings on the NRP site. Nobody's getting caught, apparently.
Everybody's being good.
You know, one of our guys measured a big deer, 190-inch deer, that was poached.
Oh, I heard.
In southern Maryland. Huh?
Remember, we're a sanctuary state.
Yeah, we're a sanctuary for poachers, apparently. The guy got a probation before judgment and a $100 fine for poaching a 190-inch deer. That's a $10,000 mandatory fine under the Poaching Restitution Act. Not according to the judge in Southern Maryland. It's disgusting. It really is. Make your cases, guys. 410, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Most people have never even seen a 190-inch deer in the woods. I never have, let alone poached one. So, oh well. Rant over for now.
Anybody, for you all to listen to.
Anybody online there, Chris?
No, I was going to say, you can go ahead and rant on for about another 20 seconds.
No. What are you going to make with your gift of venison?
Oh, my goodness. I was looking at the recipes this morning. I was thinking maybe venison burgers. I saw a couple casseroles that looked nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think you said something about meatloaf.
Yeah, mix up. Take a pound of ground. Put it in a bowl.
Okay.
Crack an egg in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Add some, if you want to add some onion soup mix, you're welcome to do that. Or salsa.
Okay.
Not right. much, maybe.
Just enough to give it a little bit more.
Yeah, give it a little flavor.
My glaze on top.
Ooh. Yeah, that Robin's has good glaze. But mix that up with just a few breadcrumbs, just enough to kind of hold it together.
Sure.
And you can make it into a big burger in the bowl and make a nice meatloaf out of it. In about 10 minutes before it's done, put it under the broiler and put Robin's glaze on it, which is, what is it, brown sugar?
Brown sugar, ketchup, and a little mustard, dry mustard.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
And serve that with some biscuits.
Oh, yeah.
Some iced tea. Okay.
Stewed tomatoes.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, man. I'm getting hungry.
Mashed potatoes.
All right. Robin, say your words.
Get out, stay out, and stay safe.
Come see us at Dorchester.
Come see us at Dorchester. That's right.